He's at the bottom waiting for the next man down. Quite good.
Well, it looks like Ty's line, wouldn't it?
Hello? Foot up, okay. He says the waistline and crabs are hanging around 30 feet up. So I suspect he's climbed free the last bit.
I think he's untied from the boat. I think he's off the line time.
Okay. Are you untied? Over. Roger, that's what I thought, but certain gentlemen up here had doubts of it. Out. Yes, he is untied. Hello? Hello? Yes. Just a moment, Dave. Sorry, say again. There was a bit of interference from up here. Ah, okay. I'll warn him about it. Right you are. Shall we hold the line where it is for the moment? Right you are. Roger and out. Hold the line where it is for the moment. We're having a bit of bother because it's snagging the telephone wire as you pull it up. Leave it where it is. He's trying to disentangle it from down there.
Dave?
Yeah.
Are you contacting that telephone to take shelter?
Right. Yeah. Hello? Right you are. Take shelter as soon as you can, will you? And out. Okay, lower away, Dave.
Hello?
There's a bugger. You'll put it in here. Bloody hell. Hello. Yeah. Good question. 1:25. Oh, bloody hell. Okay. Cheers. Only what is the bloody time? Have you found anything?
Eh?
Have you found anything? Done anything?
Tony is taking photographs at the moment.
Uh-huh.
We even got a photograph with Kendall McCain in it.
Never.
We've lit some candles, you know.
Yeah.
So we see, we've done the survey work. After we finish the photographs, we're going to try and carry on down.
Oh, so you haven't actually had a look at the second pitch yet?
No.
Uh-huh.
About another quarter of an hour, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Right, we'll let you know when we're going to try it.
Right, you up. Okay, cheers. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
We're gonna have a go now, okay?
Okay, good luck.
Give us about 10 minutes
to set it up. Okay, you're gonna give us another call when you actually do start.
No, we'll probably just go. The dog gets up and down and it's
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Right, you are. Good luck. See ya. Hello? Yeah? Yeah. Another big one. Okay, what do you want to do? Huh? I see. And what sort of ladder will you need? What sort of tackle will you need? Huh. Well, I'll see what the this is for what will be the third pitch. He's gone.
No, wait a minute. Ready, nine. Okay. Oh, hang on. Okay. All the way. Percentage of wire did Brooks bring up here?
Tied to.
Go,
get that bloody thing out of my way. Alright. Slack, please.
Oh, that's impossible. Impossible.
Hey, how's that? Bloody thing out of my fucking. I've got a few things to say, and I've got a bloody telephone wire doing this bloody GPL rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh.
Can we have another ladder, please?
Another ladder. Check one. Okay.
60.
Oh,
we haven't got another pulley here, have we?
No. Ladder's down there.
It's alright, it's just that one of our ceilings isn't piled out as much as the other. Both the Chelsea links fit one of our links, but not neither of them fit the other. That's it.
Right. Okay. Just free hanging, is it?
Yeah, good enough. From the cradle.
Line out there.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm not sort of holding it. Anything.
Where's the ladder behind?
Over on that.
No, I just said it.
Good solid. Is there a dummy? You got another belay as well, haven't
you? Is that on the knob above it you could use, I think?
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the Chelsea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should put another 20 on.
Do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I think we're in the water, but I'll have another 20 on just in case.
Okay,
already in it?
Oh.
There's a 20
nudge.
There's a
really good case.
Yeah, I'm sure we're in it, but I'll put another 20 on so that we can
pull it to the sign. it look like down there, Joe?
Quite big. Running out of lifeline.
Well,
there's
many
good
to go there.
Unlucky.
19.5 feet. What's the other one?
It's right behind.
Where is it?
Well, we
don't.
It's there on the other side of the bank.
We had two.
We
had
to the other side of the pool.
Dave. Hang on, Jeff, we'll tie on another rope.
Dave, good about it.
Somebody will have to feed it through that crowd, do not.
Right.
Whereabouts? In a side passage off the shaft? Eh? Ah. Some mud at him.
Down. He's directly below.
You
want
to handle that stuff, eh?
No, you fishermen's.
Yes. Jeff, I'll do a granny knot.
Are you directly over the water, Jeff?
Yeah.
This will be interesting.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Jeff, off you go.
If you're going 20 feet, it may not quite reach it.
No feeding on me.
No.
Whoa, Jeff!
Carry on.
Right. How big is the pool?
About 12 by 8.
Is it going on, the passage?
I've got to find out to see.
Right. Pardon?
I'm off the boat.
Oh.
something that's down some of the water, I think.
Sunday, March the 21st, 1971. Upper Pits. Murmurings about the rhino.
There's a little hole appeared. It's Mr. Cornwall for the details.
Is it better?
Keith isn't here then, is he? I thought that he'd come up with it.
No.
I'll have to write to him.
I should be seeing him tomorrow.
Could you ask him if it's possible for him to attend the Charterhouse caving?
No, it's not going to be possible.
It's not? No. Next weekend?
Can't. It's Saturday. Mm. Yeah,
is it Saturday?
Yeah. Well, he thought it was Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, I might say the writing to him if he can't go. But, I've asked Ian to. Ian Jackson, so, you know, it's held here.
Ah, that's interesting. What? I was going caving with Ian on the Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mind you, I mean, it's a caving trip that I would welcome an excuse to get out on.
Yeah.
Is John Cornwall about?
Yeah, I could be still there.
Hello there. What's all this then? What's all these murmurings?
Murmuring? Not murmuring.
Oh, I've heard murmuring.
What's his conservation? Is he having the thing blocked up?
No, what's happened there, John?
Pardon?
What's happened?
Well, nothing really apart from Rhino the Skull.
Nothing apart from that. A little bird flew over Shepton, you said, drop this message from the sky.
Yeah. What have you heard?
Oh, well, I've undoubtedly heard a rumour.
Yeah, what sort of rumours have you heard? We're rather intrigued by the rumours floating around.
Yeah, what at the spread of them?
What type of rumour? What have they told you?
Well, this rumour, which came from a source 2 miles from Shepton, said that you found a 100-foot pitch, followed by a 60-foot pitch. Which the rumour hadn't yet descended.
Well, they're completely wrong, because you've got 100, followed by 50, followed by another 70.
Five.
75. But you do the first two actually in one go, put a 195-foot ladder down the first two.
Christ almighty.
Well, Barry said, have a look at that gear in the corner. He says, that's what we had. He said, there wasn't much over when we finished either.
You could get about 10 double-decker buses or something.
I thought you were all gunged up with mud. One thing and another.
We were. It's all gone on the pitch. Large brown stain coming
when
down the wall.
I was
no, and it has spread this rumour, because I was over there just now, and there are a couple of MCG.
Right,
hanging around there.
Let's go.
Right, see if they can wait.
No, there's a little rabbit hole,
Glenn
is going to rub it down.
Aren't you Glenn?
Yes.
Aren't you Glenn?
After I remove one of the obstructions.
Oh, you've got a very fine cave. It's nearly 400 feet deep already.
It's funny, these pitches, they're so unlike men, aren't they?
Yes.
It's incredible fine.
But can I strangle it?
It's incredible.
But you see, you just come right now. It's empty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're responsible for it. They just heard about it and just wanted more information.
I see.
Is that one pitch after another?
No, actually, what it is basically one pretty great pitch. You've got 100 foot, you can tell, 195 foot ladder down the first two, which you didn't get as large. And then you've got this 75.
And then you get the passage down.
Yeah.
Are you fed up to Rhino?
Yeah, well, get some petrol first, Tony.
Right.
So we'll see you.
Yeah. Often worked well with the band because I could speak the dialect, so
typical one, like the Sam Gibb Girls Lament, you see, which was mainly concerned about the River Tyne and the people around. An old song, but still interesting today. Well, that was Johnny singing with the whole band. I've got the same in love.